I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This month marks 8 years since the beginning of the civil war in Syria. Common question is it time for Syrians to return home? The answer is complicated. Nuna, a spokesperson for House of Hope, explains.
It was said that there would be an exemption and people would be forgiven for leaving the country and for being deserters and they can go back. But in reality, after they come back for 2-3 weeks, they are drafted again. So this is not yet reality.
But for those who have returned to Syria, House of Hope, an NGO in the country, is meeting tangible needs. By doing this, the organization is showing Christ's love. Still, a solution is needed, so please pray. Ask God to meet the needs of Syrian refugees and for the international community to find a solution to the refugee situation. And the gospel is not tied to buildings or revival gatherings. Matthew Brema, the speaker hosted by InterVarsity, reminds us that a mission field doesn't have to be far away.
I think God's call to us was to express faith in all we do, in all of life. So our witness for the gospel was not tied to a certain time, a certain place, doing certain activities. Witnessing for Christ entails all of life.
Rima came to faith through an unconventional missionary. During the 11-year war in Sierra Leone, a UN peacekeeper introduced him to the gospel. That one person living out his faith helped bring him to Christ. Rima encourages others to see everyday life as their own mission field. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.